Hello, this is StarCast, and you're listening to Matthew Williams. This is our pilot episode where we'll be talking to Chelsea Zhao on the DU Star and the journalistic side of the Dominican community. Thank you for listening, and here we go. Hi, I'm here with Chelsea. So, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, Chelsea, to start us off with?
Sure. My name is Chelsea, and I'm the editor of the Dominican Star student-led newspaper. And I'm a journalism and informatics student, a senior at Dominican.
Very nice. And so, your role at the Star is editor-in-chief, correct?
Correct.
Now, what all do your responsibilities entitle here at the Star, and what kind of things do you do on the weekly and monthly basis for the Star?
So, for the weekly basis, I try to collect articles from writers in the journalism classes, and for the monthly basis, so our paper comes out twice a month, and I decide what kind of articles goes on the front cover, and what kind of articles we'll keep for the issue, and what the theme of the issue is. And on production day, I work with designers on putting the content together and also deciding which page has which articles.
Very nice, very nice. And so Dominican is a long-standing community that has many different great stories to tell. What role do you think journalism plays here in the community that students can be involved with?
Yeah, so I think our Star newspaper definitely helped to melt the connections and the community aspect at Dominican. So our newspaper has been around for 23 years. And inside these 23 years, we some of them controversial, some of them mundane. But all together, we help to portray what Dominican is to our community and also to the rest of the world.
I think that's great. And so going forward, what is what one thing you would like the community knowing going forward? Because as you said, you're a senior. What would they like to know about going forward and what you're setting up for this next coming year and how the Star will look when you leave and this team that's behind you now?
Yeah, so definitely for this year and also the next semester, we wanted to make it more student-centered. So we wanted to report on events that students are passionate about. So we heard a lot of advice from students on including student voices and student pictures in our newspapers. So I think currently our objective is working on the pictures we have and then working on including more student inside the pictures as well. And moving forward, when I leave in 2022, get more students from other majors involved.
What do you, because you've talked a lot about this goal of hearing students' voices and making sure the community is heard. One way that if you're a student here at Dominican that you can be involved, how do you get in contact with the paper? If, let's say, I was just some random student, I want to tell my story or I thought of something interesting, how could I get in contact with the Star to help tell that story, or where can I find the Star around campus?
Sounds great. So there's three ways to get in contact with the Star. You can either reach out to us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, so just DM on any of these channels, and then people, Rachel is the person who manages the social media channels. She will reach out. You can also reach out to any of the staff members through their email or the advisors whose emails are listed in the paper. And there's also an official email that we use. It's DominicanStar@gmail.com. So you can also reach out through there.
Very nice. Thank you for that information. And a quick follow-up, advisors and sponsors of the paper directly, just in case students right now want to go and check out who projects.
Yeah, definitely. So our advisor is Shonda Dudley-Sek. She's an assistant professor here at Dominican. One of our other advisors is John Jinks. He's also the professor here at DU. So if you take any journalism classes, you are likely to have them as your professor.
Very nice. I personally have had him for a few different classes, one being Intro to Communications and the other one being a History of Media course, which was really fascinating. And furthermore, I want to ask, as a student who has this responsibility, have you felt it has been a great use of tools to help prepare you for the professional world? Have you felt that working at the STAR has really made it worth the time and effort and kind of getting you prepared for a life outside of college, even though doing school paper is probably a fun activity? Do you think it's helped prep you to do other things as well?
Trust me, it's not all fun and, you know, game, but there's a lot of work, an incredible amount of work that goes behind each issue. We have an 8-page spread, so we have to decide content we are going to put it out on there, and we have to make sure we don't have any grammar mistakes, because if we have any, let's say, minor grammar mistakes on there, that's going to be very embarrassing for everyone involved. So we have like at least 3 or 4 people that do every articles on the production day, which will generally be 4 or 5 hours, and 3 hours if everything gets planned early. But yeah, so I think one of the main things that it has helped me professionally is learning to be able to work with people. It has helped me to be able to kind of get the hands-on experience on leading a team and working with writers. And also like writing headlines. Sometimes of the articles that were sent to us, some of them don't even have headlines. So you have to think about words that can wrap all of that article. These are the main things I would say.
Very nice. And so my next question is going to be, because we've been talking about articles and kind of the process that goes into them. Now I have a little bit more personal question. What are your favorite articles that just in general, or I would love to know, what is your favorite article that you've written? I know you've written tons. If you've read The STAR before, you'll see everywhere in it. She's done an incredible job. But Chelsea, I'd ask you, what has probably been your favorite article to do, thus have a lot of pride in?
I think some of the articles that I have read and copy edited are there was one that Ashley Rodriguez wrote about the new president that I thought was pretty well done. There was also one other article written for the previous issue by Daniela Tover Miranda that was about vaccination testing tools. Over by Wellness Center, which I thought is extremely important in this time and age. And one of my favorite articles that I wrote was The Haunted Places on Campus, because that was one article where I was able to talk to people who have haunted experiences, quote unquote, kind of like create that story of the history and also the like secrets here on campus, and also the architecture. Building this entire school have such a rich history, so that kind of goes hand in hand with the haunted aspect. So I thought that was a pretty fun story to write about.
No, that was a really great story, and I think you make a great point about how it's connected to the history of the school, but also the art. It's so multifaceted into how the life and blood of the school, and yet, and especially because it came out for the October issue, for a great and kind of spooky atmosphere that really played off with what's all going on. So I think my last question for today is going to be, what would your advice be for any up and coming journalists who, you know, are looking to find a way to have the courage to speak their voice and stuff? What is your advice to your fellow students, even the faculty here at Dominican? What is your advice to them if they're wanting to get involved with journalism in some form or way?
Yeah, I think one of the things I would recommend, and if you ever take a class, a journalism class with any of the professors, is being persistent and being driven on what you really want. So I think sometimes, and this occurs to me as well, when I interview someone, if I don't want to, like, you know, push them for something that will get them into trouble, then I kind of am hesitant in pushing for that question. But it's really important to have questions answered in your articles, because people are going to read them, and that whatever they read will change their perspective on this community. So I think definitely that consistency and that being persistent in finding the answer is something that we really look for here at Dominican STAR, and something that we hope others will do as well.
No, yeah, you bring up a great point. And I think this idea of having a drive to spread the truth is something that's very rooted in the Dominican tradition. that in itself, that truth is one of our pillars here at Dominican, part of the Caritas Veritas mantra. And so I think journalism is a very big part of that. And I think that's what a great role the DU Star plays here at the school and the Dominican community. And I look personally forward to the next articles that come out. And I hope all of you do as well. Finally, we'd like to thank Shonda Dudlasek, Dr. Carolyn Reinhardt, Dr. John Jinks, and the WeatherTech Innovation Lab, who have helped provide the technology needed for this podcast. Thank you all for listening, and please stay tuned as more episodes come out in the future months.